You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Came out this week that American tech business tycoon and Trump supporter Peter Thiel was granted New Zealand citizenship in 2011 on exceptional circumstances. In this report, I speak to New Zealand Herald business reporter Matt Nippert, who broke the story, and also Labour immigration spokesperson Ian Lees-Galloway about the situation. Here's Matt Nippert explaining how he came across the story.
There was a fairly large story in the New Yorker this week on sort of the planning for the apocalypse by rich Americans. And a fairly large chunk of that story dealt with New Zealand, which was, oddly enough, sort of a preferred destination, particularly for wealthy individuals from Silicon Valley. I was trying to find some sort of new facts or new property purchase of one of these billionaires to just re-nose a write-up of that story, and found Mr. Thiel had bought a rather expansive lakefront property in Wanaka that hadn't been reported. In the quest for more information about this purchase, I approached the Overseas Investment Office, which I thought would classify the land as sensitive, therefore there'd be an application process, therefore there'd be a decision outlining what he planned to do with the property, but there was nothing there. I started asking questions as to why the office had apparently dropped the ball, and they gave me a really good answer why they hadn't, and they told me flat out he didn't need it to make an application because he was a citizen, and really it snowballed from there.
Right, and I mean, who is Peter Thiel?
He's an extremely prominent figure in American politics and business. He co-founded PayPal, sort of the online payment system, that's sort of now a fairly important piece of infrastructure for the online economy. But then he sold out of PayPal and then used the proceeds to become a venture capitalist. His most famous and profitable placement of his cash was, he was the first outside investor in Facebook. So back when effectively it was run by a couple of teenagers out of the garage, he pulled in $500,000 cash for a stake that turned out to be worth billions. He's then gone on and invested in a vast range of interesting companies and you could say eccentric ideas.
I'd also like to point out here that Thiel poured a lot of money into the Trump campaign and also bankrupted media outlet Gawker for a personal grudge. Thiel funded Hulk Hogan's suing of the media outlet for releasing his sex tape. This essentially bankrupted the outlet, which now ceases to exist. I then asked Matt what Thiel's ties to New Zealand are.
Well, it appears as though he visited New Zealand back when he was a student in his late teens, early 20s. We understand he quite likes sort of adventure sports and the like, which may explain why he's based himself around Queenstown, Wanaka. He's also he was a relatively early investor in Xero, our software, accountancy software startup company here. And then over the last 5 or 6 years, it turns out after he's been a citizen, he's also made investments in some other companies, including I think he was one of the backers for the proposed Pacific Fibre cable that never got off the ground. And he also tipped in $15 million to the government's New Zealand Venture Investment Fund. Of course, you know, there's lots of business people with this sort of background.
Right, yeah. And so, because I read, obviously, that he's actually never lived here. On what grounds are the government saying they've granted him citizenship?
Well, it took a long time to confirm this. Reading the Citizenship Act, there are a whole range of criteria that you normally have to fulfill to become a citizen. You know, that includes sort of living in New Zealand for most of the last 5 years, or being born here, or having parents born here. It was fairly clear from company's office filings, which require you to list a residential address if you direct a company here, that he's never listed a New Zealand address. He's always been based in San Francisco. His background is fairly well known. He was born in Germany and moved to the United States with his German parents when he was an infant. So clearly he didn't meet any of that. So the only other avenue for citizenship was this sort of special case, which requires a minister to receive an application and sign it off, judging it on the basis of whether it would bring sort of, there are exceptional circumstances for, I think, humanitarian or other reasons. Really, Thiel is not sort of a refugee fleeing a war zone, I imagine, despite the fact he's got a bit of a reputation in the US. He probably lives quite comfortably with $2.7 billion, leaving only this is the sort of other category as the only conceivable reason that could be put forward for granting him.
Labour says the reason they're concerned about the fast-track citizenship is that the government hasn't explained why this happened. Labour spokesperson for immigration, Ian Lees-Galloway, has more.
The legislation allows for the minister to grant New Zealand citizenship to someone who hasn't met the normal criteria when it is in the public interest because of exceptional circumstances of a humanitarian or other nature. What Nathan Guy, who was the minister who granted citizenship to Mr. Teal, has failed to explain so far is, why was it in the public interest to grant citizenship to Mr. Teal? What were the exceptional circumstances of a humanitarian or other nature? And what did New Zealand stand to gain from Mr. Teal becoming a citizen? And I guess, you know, in the absence of straight answers from the question, in the absence of straight answers from the government, people will speculate. And I think the speculation is that because Mr. Teal is an extraordinarily wealthy person, he has been able to get a favour from the government.
Labour says there's no doubt Teal's investments in New Zealand played a part in this decision, but it doesn't mean he needs a full citizenship. Ian Lees-Galloway has more.
And look, I welcome his investments in New Zealand, and that is something that he can do as a permanent resident rather than a citizen. And he held permanent residency before he became a citizen. And in fact, there is a pathway to permanent residency for people who make significant investments in New Zealand. That's all fine. Citizenship is something different. Citizenship, normally, the expectation that comes with that is that you make a commitment to New Zealand, that you live in New Zealand, that you're part of New Zealand society and community, and that you're contributing directly to New Zealand. The only benefit that I can see to Mr. Teal of becoming a citizen rather than simply being a permanent resident is that he became able to purchase large areas of sensitive land like the 170 hectares of lakeside property in Wanaka that he has just purchased without going through the Overseas Investment Office. So the benefit to Mr. Teal of becoming a citizen is quite clear. The benefit to New Zealand of him being of him becoming a citizen is not so clear. There's nothing that New Zealand can gain from a relationship with Mr. Teal that we couldn't have gained from him being a permanent resident rather than being a citizen. And the thing that's really hanging over this is that Mr. Teal is a wealthy person, and it seems that as a result of being wealthy, he has been able to jump the queue ahead of thousands of other people who have applied for citizenship in New Zealand and have just as much to offer in their own way as Mr. Teal does.
Here's Matt Nippert again with what he still wants answers to.
Citizenship is a step above. It's initially what piqued my interest. It's quite unusual. It's another step up. It entails you have a passport and all the protections that come from and rights that come from being a citizen. The questions that remain are exactly what were these exceptional circumstances? We don't know. When was the application filed and when was it approved? I mean, I should know the gap there. A formal citizenship ceremony is also required, which they're normally held in public. However, again, in exceptional circumstances, they can be held privately. I'm interested to know, how that happened. And also the degree of interaction Mr. Teal had with senior members of government that preceded this application. I'd just like to ask Mr. Teal why he became New Zealand's citizen. He's talking about as much as government at this point.
I mean, I guess it's also kind of interesting because it came out, ironic, I guess it came out yesterday that New Zealand is the apparently least corrupt country in the world. But also, just lastly, what is the significance of him being granted citizenship on these grounds?
Well, I've talked to some friends who've tried to move to New Zealand, and the citizenship process and path is very long. And a lot of them are quite hit up about the fact that it appears that if you've got billions of dollars, you can short circuit the whole process. It just raises questions about on what grounds are we giving out New Zealand passports and citizenship, and how many others like Teal are there? Because this only really came out by accident.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.